FLS Prosperity Book 1, Lesson Number 4. I do not know the real meaning of what I see. I do not know the real meaning of what I see. This is an amazing lesson because it's about you realizing that everything you see has nothing to do with the real meaning. You have given the meaning to it by your belief system. In other words, if you look at something and you don't have a meaning to it, what do you see? You see whatever is there in a reality, in a truth about it. But as I mentioned it in its last few lessons, we hardly ever in a reality of life. We are basically living in a virtual reality in our mind, in our belief system, in the meaning that we have given to everything we see. And funny thing about it is, if you be willing to let go of that belief system, let go of that meaning that you have given to everything you see, then you notice that things are so different. And what you really notice that everything is there to bring you more joy and peace. And if you have any kind of belief system that's something wrong with it, that's just our own belief system and has nothing to do with a person or an object. It's kind of like amazing. Like you look at a piece of fruit. Let's say you look at a banana and you just don't know what it is. You just say, this is a banana and I got to eat it. But we have a belief system. We look at the banana and we say, well, it's not ripe or it's too ripe or is it black in here or maybe it has a bruise in the side or is there, what kind of banana is it? What part of the world? We have so much stuff going on and that's just a piece of banana. It has no voice in it. It has no even talk. So we can see how we feel about somebody that talks or somebody that moves around or somebody that has a point of view. Then we adopt their point of view and we put our point of view on top of their point of view and pretty soon we're not seeing that person. We're seeing clouds of a point of view, mine and theirs and a mass consciousness. So this lesson is so profound and important for you to realize that once you give up the meaning that you put up upon anything or anyone, then you see the true meaning of it, which is there for your highest good. Literally shows up, came forth for your highest good. And you go, oh my God, isn't that amazing how wonderful this is that's in my life? And that's what miracle shows up. Because we see things as it is instead of through our virtual reality in our mind. And of course, the assignment for day 4 for you is do something nice for yourself today. Example, get a massage. Go out for dinner. Treat yourself to something that brings you joy and peace. In other words, today, just reward yourself and do something good for yourself. And believe you me, as I'm tuning to the people's energy all over the world, they are so dapped. They are so, it's so easy for them to do something good for another person. It's so easy for them to do something good for the children, for the parents, for the kids, for the people outside, for their pets. But when it comes to do something for yourself, there is always an excuse. Always, yeah, but I can wait. Oh, really, I don't know, that's too much money. And I just want you today, let all that buts and ifs and maybes go. And today, just do something wonderful for yourself. And do it not because you need it. Do it because you deserve it. Because you're worthy of it. Because you are loving and lovable. Truly loving and lovable being in this planet. I wish you a beautiful day.